before getting into film, and I've only really been in the film industry for about 6 or 7 years now, I was in the research area working with CSIRO, also working with University of Technology Sydney, and my background is science, so particularly biological sciences and chemistry. And I got into the film industry really because about 10 years ago I co-wrote a book on Australia's Nobel laureates, which inspired the ABC to make a documentary called The Winner's Guide to the Nobel Prize, which was about Marshall and Warren, who won the Nobel Prize for Medicine for discovering the cause of ulcers, which was a bug called Helicobacter pylori. And I really owe my career, such as it is today, to people like Sonia Pemberton and Mark Gould, who I worked with on that film. I actually worked on that film then as a researcher.
That's amazing how you got into the film industry from your background of chemistry, science, physics. Amazing. But we want to talk about your latest movie, Jerry Lewis, the man behind The Clown, and that's going to be screened, or it is currently screened, at the Jewish International Film Festival. Can you please tell us about this movie?
This film is a French-Australian co-production. Our co-producers are French Connection Films. The director is Gregory Monroe. The film talks about and investigates Jerry Lewis's life, but not from the point of view of really the films he made, although that is why we actually are focusing on him. It's more about who is the man. We try to, and I think we successfully answered a number of questions. Firstly, why do Europeans love Jerry Lewis so much? What is the inexplicable aversion that so many Americans have toward him? And who is the man behind The Clown? And importantly, we wanted to know this because he's been really perplexing American pop culture for more than 60 years. And Gregory Monroe has done, I think, a magnificent job in taking us and giving us insights into who Jerry the man really is, what motivated him, etc. I think what really motivated Jerry, if I can go on a little bit here, is that he grew up in a house that was that had two entertainers. His father, Danny, was an MC and a vaudeville entertainer, and his mother, Rachel, played piano, and they were away quite a lot. And so Jerry grew up an only child, mostly on his own. Some people who do that, they tend to look for ways to entertain themselves, ways to keep busy. And I think Jerry, for most of his life, and this comes through in the film quite well, I think, is looking for validation, is looking for people to say, you know, you're doing well, Jerry, looking at him and saying, we love you, Jerry. Because I don't think he quite got that from his parents. I mean, for example, his parents weren't at his bar mitzvah, which must have had a great impact on him and I think really plotted the course for where he went into the future.
That's amazing. And did you actually got interviews with Jerry Lewis in the movie?
Yes, Jerry's the key interview. We were very lucky to get him. He opened the doors to his home in Las Vegas, and Gregory Monroe did a great interview with him. We had our cameraman, Daryl Martin, an Australian, who works a lot on Australian television and in films. He went up specially to record that interview, and in fact, he did all the interviews. He shot all the interviews for the film, which was great. Incredibly generous with his time. He opened his archives. We had unfettered access, really, to his archives, to film archives and photographs. And again, very generous with the stories that he told. And, you know, for a man who was 89 years of age, he still had everything going on, his mental faculties as sharp as they were in the 1940s, it seemed to us. And it was just a wonderful thing to be able to spend time with him.
Does Jerry Lewis like the final product?
Yes. That's what we understand. Jerry saw the final product. He had a special screening, we understand, at his home in Las Vegas with a lot of family. I know this because one of the people that we interview in the film is Tony Lewis, who's an Australian based in Melbourne, who is a Jerry Lewis impersonator. He's a great comedian. Tony was performing in the United States, and at the end of the performance, when he was greeting people, a whole crowd of people came to him and said, we loved you in the Jerry Lewis movie. And he said, oh, I didn't realise it had been released yet. And they said, well, no, but we're family of Jerry, and we were at the special screening, and he absolutely loved the film. So for us, we feel quite good about that, very, very pleased about that, and very relieved about that, the fact that he loved it.
I think it will be fantastic to see Jerry Lewis again at the age of 89. He's 90 years old this year. And when you filmed it last year, he was 89. And it will be nice to see clips from his old films as well. Yes. And follow his career. Because as a child, I remember Jerry Lewis. He was a big star in Israel at the time.
That's right. He was a big star everywhere, you know. And it's interesting you raise that about stardom. I think Jerry was known in his early days, really, as a stand-up comic, really, and then he was seen as one half of the Dean Martin Jerry Lewis, and he was always seen as a bit of a buffoon, as a clown in those days, and I don't think people ever took him seriously, but when he split from Dean Martin, he really came into his own. You know, he became, as the French say, he became an auteur, meaning that he had control over all aspects of his film. It was important to him to be the writer, director, producer and the star of the films. Every film he made from 1960 pretty much had those on the opening credits and the closing credits of his films.
He really was very, very talented comedian, very,
very, very
talented man.
Absolutely, and he was an innovator too, because he developed and pioneered the video assist, which is used on every film set now. That is having a video camera alongside the film camera, so they both share the same view, and then Jerry could instantly play back in real time the scene that he just shot, so he could see if it was the sort of scene that he wanted. Previous to that, the directors and others had to wait for 24 hours that it took for the film to be developed, to see the rushes the next day and then make decisions on what they would do, whether they'd reshoot or what have you. So his innovation has really streamlined the film process in a big way.
That's very, very interesting. Stefan Welling, the producer of Jerry Lewis, the man behind The Clown, thank you so much.